Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, or also the Odyssey app. Appreciate you listening and making us a part of your Friday. We have a lot to get into. Breaking news right now in college football. Dylan Edwards, the running back at Kansas State, Dylan Edwards has made the decision to transfer. He originally committed to Notre Dame. He then decommitted, went to Colorado, played his freshman year at Colorado, left Colorado, went to K-State, had a good sophomore season at K-State. This year, it has just never really got going. He got hurt in their first game of the season against Iowa State, and he has been hurt or banged up or missed time basically this entire season. He is now going to hit the transfer portal. I asked Rob earlier, would he take Dylan Edwards at KU? He said he wouldn't take him at KU. He asked me about Missouri. Missouri just doesn't need a running back for next year, so I don't really know if he is a fit for them anyway. He just seems like somebody who is probably going to end up maybe having to go down a level, and I use that loosely. If I had to guess, I think he will be at a non-Power 4 school next season. I think he is going to be in a Group of 5 school. That doesn't mean you go to a bad school. You can go to a good team. He feels like he's going to a Boise State to me. He feels like he's going to one of those kinds of programs heading into next season. Maybe you ball out, then you can come back to a Power 4 for your senior year. But we're talking about a kid who's never got 100 carries in a season, never really been a workhorse kind of back. It's just been injuries, it's been decommitments, it's been transfers. That is just kind of circled around. One of the top prospects that K-State has been able to pick up over the last couple of seasons. So certainly wish him the best. Certainly hope that everything works out for him. We'll obviously track what happens and we'll let you know where he potentially lands. But Dylan Edwards will not be playing football at Kansas State anymore.
I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. It just feels like, and I don't want to run down the kid, but if you're at committing to or have gone to 3-4 schools in 3-4 years, I don't know what Power 5 is signing up for that, because at a certain point, it stops being the situation. You guys start asking, is it a him thing? He couldn't make it work at Colorado. He didn't like how it was working at Notre Dame before he decommitted. He then has now not made it work at Kansas State in a year where presumably he was the starter. I know he had an injury, but he's only played 4 games. He's done. So if you're, you know, pick a Power 5, Texas Tech, if you're Texas A&M, if you're North Carolina, Bill Belichick, are you taking a guy that's been 4 places in 3 years? Or are you saying, okay, go prove it at Middle Tennessee State. Go prove it at Florida Atlantic. Go play at New Mexico. And if you ball out, then we will consider you in the portal in a year. But I don't know that he's made it work anywhere. I don't know that Power 5 schools, or I guess Power 4, excuse me, are going to sign up for that, because it just seems like it's not working anywhere.
I mean, I certainly think we're going to find out here in the transfer portal, because usually talent wins out. But if I had to guess, I'm guessing that Dylan Edwards goes to like UNLV next season. That just feels like that kind of program just feels like a very logical place that he is potentially going to land. So I think as we start this 5 o'clock hour, I want to play this audio for you guys here because this kind of, I think, kicked things off, at least in my mind with this. We have been asking this question about the Broncos, I would say, for the last month. Are you a believer in the Broncos? And I started off at no, and I've been kind of coming around to the Broncos because it's hard to deny the record. If you keep racking up wins in the National Football League, at some point, you got to stand up and pay attention and just, hey, they're putting these wins together. They have been consistent from beginning to end. They are one of the better teams in the National Football League. Watching them yesterday, that was a very disappointing effort against a bad football team. And they've put together a lot of those over the course of the last month. Here is Andrew Mason, who covers the Broncos. He thinks that this team could be the 2022 Vikings.
What I would say for the Broncos is sometimes when you see a lot of these types of results, sometimes I do wonder, is this a little bit like the 2022 Vikings, for example, that they won an awful lot of close games in the regular season as a team that was emerging, and then they got into the playoffs, they played the Giants in the first game, and they lost. I mean, is it a team like that, or is it a team that keeps on winning as they get into December and into the postseason? I think that's a question that I'm not sure that we have the answer to right now.
This is one of the times that I'm going to ask you to just simply use your football instincts. You've been watching football 15, 20, maybe more years than that. You've seen a lot of football teams come and go. You've seen a lot of teams start off slow and turn things around. You've seen a lot of teams that were very, very bad, good, whatever it is, everything in the middle. I'm asking you, what do the Broncos look like to you? Not what their record says they are. What do the Broncos look like to you? Because looking at the Broncos and what they have done over the course of the last 6 weeks, basically since they beat Philadelphia, because that Philadelphia win kind of put them on the radar. Philadelphia had been running through the NFL for about a year and a half, and the Broncos went on the road and they beat them. And since then, they've gone on a little bit of a tear. So that was 6 weeks ago that the Broncos beat the Eagles. Since then, they have had a 2-point win against the Jets. They have had a 1-point win against the Giants. They have had a 3-point last second field goal against the Houston Texans. And they had a 3-point win last night against the Raiders when the Raiders, and I mean this all in all seriousness, played quite possibly the worst game that any team has played this season. It was almost as bad as the game they played against the Chiefs. They threw an interception. They had a punt block. They had 9 penalties. One of those penalties erased the touchdown. They also missed a field goal. The Raiders are one of the 5 worst teams in the National Football League, and the Broncos played one of the sloppiest, worst Thursday night football games that we have seen in quite some time. So on one hand, I do want to give the Broncos credit for winning that game. It's hard to win in the National Football League. It's hard to string wins together in the National Football League. And they have won 7 consecutive games. So, congratulations. That's a good win by the Denver Broncos. That is not a Super Bowl contending team. Not the team that I'm looking at right now. That is not a team that I think is capable of navigating 3 straight weeks against other good teams. There is no Vegas in the playoffs. There is no Houston. There are no Giants in the playoffs. Cincinnati is not there. Some of the wins that they have been able to accumulate over the course of the season, you got to beat teams like Indianapolis. And starting off as slow as the Broncos have, pretty routinely over the last month or so, that gets you beat against good teams. It got them beat when they played Indianapolis earlier this season, starting off slow against Kansas City or the Chargers or Buffalo or any of these other teams that you think are capable playoff teams, that's what gets you beat. I just feel like we've seen this formula before from teams. Teams that rack up a lot of wins against non-playoff teams, and then when they go up against actual good teams, they fall short. So I'm watching this Broncos team, and we'll get into how important next week is against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm just not a believer. That's it. I'm just not a believer in this Denver Broncos team. At this point, we are starting to separate who we think is real and who we think is fake. Who do we think are contenders or pretenders? Are the Broncos going to make the playoffs? Sure. They're going to win 11 or 12 games this season. Are they a team, the way they are currently playing, Can I see them beating Buffalo, Kansas City, New England, one of those teams, and doing that in back-to-back or three straight weeks and going to the Super Bowl? Not with the way their offense is playing. They're out for me in terms of being a contender. They're not in my circle of trust.
Now, let me ask you a question, and the text line brings this question up, and we talked about it earlier in the show as well. Is it fair to compare this Broncos team to last year's Chiefs team? Because someone on the text line points this out. Hey, guys, the Chiefs last year beat the Panthers by 3. They beat the lowly Raiders by 2. And they got it done, and they went all the way to the Super Bowl before they eventually got smoked. It seems a little unfair that you are bashing the Broncos for doing the same thing. Because the Broncos are undefeated in one-score games. And rewind the clock 12 months ago, Chiefs fans were gloating about being undefeated in one-score games. So what is the difference in this year's Broncos, who are doing a good job in one-score games, but we believe it's all fake, smoke and mirrors, you know, not real, fraudulent, versus last year's Chiefs team, which was undefeated in one-score games, but we were saying that's just what champions do. That's just what winners do. It doesn't matter. There's no BCS. The score doesn't matter. Just win. Why are the two entities so different to you?
Well, I mean, I think you have to factor in track record, right? Like, we do this in other sports. Like, we don't evaluate Kansas basketball and Missouri basketball the same. Like, there is more of a burden of proof that a program like Missouri has to go through than someone like Kansas. So I guess, first off, the Chiefs have a 7-year track record of doing this. The Broncos have a year and a half track record of doing it with this quarterback. Last year, when they went to the postseason, where they built up another schedule off beating up bad teams in the National Football League, they got smoked in the first round of the playoffs last season when that happened. So far this year, the biggest difference, at least to me, it comes down to, do you believe in Bo Nix? I believe in almost everything else the Broncos have. I think they're a good run team. I like their weapons on offense. I think they have maybe the best defense in the league. But right now, their quarterback, he is 29th in the NFL in completion percent. He's 29th among qualified starters. He is 29th in yards per attempt. He is 28th in quarterback rating. Their quarterback is playing poorly. He's playing bad this year. And we all know at some point, you cannot spot a good team 17 points heading into the fourth quarter and expect to score 33 points the way they did against these teams. I mean, they're not even scoring against the bad teams. Rob, they scored 13 points against the Jets and 10 points against the Raiders. These are bad football teams. I'm telling you right now, 13 points ain't beating the Chiefs on next Sunday. 10 points ain't beating the Chiefs that they just scored against the Raiders at home. So some of it is, I just don't trust their offense consistently enough to score, because I don't care how good your defense is. When you go up against good teams and good quarterbacks, I mean, look at Indianapolis. Indianapolis scored 29 points against them. You got a top five offense coming into town that's going to be, we believe, completely healthy. So are the Broncos planning on beating the Chiefs 13-10? Because if you think it's going to be a normal 27-24 football game, Bo Nix just hasn't played well enough to believe that he can do that consistently for me right now.
I actually feel the exact same. And the reason I brought that question up is because I would say all the things on paper look similar. There's one major difference. We were of the belief last year, if needed in the postseason, Patrick Mahomes could put his Superman cape on and elevate what was a bad Chiefs offense last year.
But to
Bo Nix can't.
But to be fair, though, and this is, I would say, one of the criticisms that people have about our show. It's not like last year you and I were selling that everything was good and fine and dandy with the Kansas City Chiefs.
We might be the only people saying
that. We were one of the few people that were like, hey, something's off with this team. Oh, shut up. They keep winning. No one cares. This isn't the BCS. This isn't. But, like, we were watching them. You could see it. You could feel it with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs ended up figuring it out, and they ended up proving it. I'm saying is, we've seen this Broncos team before. I can give you at least 5 examples of this team. You remember a couple of years ago when the Chiefs started 9-0, and you were like, hold on, wait, like, they're getting special teams touchdowns, and they're beating up on them. Remember they played, like, Jeff Toole one day? I was like, well, hold on, like, you're not beating anybody. And then eventually, you remember, the Chiefs that season, I believe they played the Broncos. The Broncos were 8-1. The Chiefs went on the road and played the Broncos, and the Broncos showed you what a real good team looks like. The Chiefs then faded down the stretch and did what mediocre teams do. The 2022 Minnesota Vikings, the Pittsburgh Steelers from a couple ago. Remember when Pittsburgh was the last undefeated team? I think this was the COVID season. They got off to a really, really good start. I think they lost. It was like a Tuesday weird game against the Commanders. And then the Steelers fell apart the second half of the season. So I'm with you. You can hide behind their record is their record. And that's something you can't really argue. I cannot argue that right now the Broncos have the best record in the NFL. I cannot. You can't dispute it. That is not an opinion. That is a fact. But you and I watch the National Football League. We follow it. The people listening, you watch the NFL. You follow it. Do you feel like the Broncos are good? Do you feel like the Broncos could navigate a postseason where they got to beat Indianapolis, Kansas City, and Buffalo in three straight weeks, not with the way their offense is playing? I don't believe it. If you believe it, that's perfectly fine. I do not believe in the Denver Broncos. I feel like it is fake, and I feel like their house of cards is going to come crumbling at any time if Bo Nix doesn't start playing a lot better than how he is right now.
Bo Nix is the thing we need to talk about, because he is not only is he playing poorly, I don't think he played competent football last night. And there is absolutely no reason to believe a team with that quarterback that I saw last night can beat you in the postseason. And honestly, and this is an impossible question for you to answer, I don't understand how he's this bad. He was good last year. Not great, not exceptional, not, a franchise quarterback elevates the pieces around him. He was good. He was a good rookie quarterback, and the thought was he can maybe take a step forward. Not only has he not taken that step forward, he's taken like three steps backwards. Sean Payton's a Super Bowl-winning offensive-minded coach. Their weapons are good. I know Chiefs fans are going to say, well, the Chiefs' weapons are better, and that's fine.
Weapons.
The Broncos' weapons
they're
are
not great,
good.
But they got good weapons, for sure.
You should not be looking like that at quarterback. What has happened to Bo Nix? I know that, you know, I got my jokes off about his age, but outside of the fact that he's a geriatric, there is nothing about his NFL career that makes you think he should be in full-on reverse the way he is this year. He's bad.
I mean, just to tell you right now, this is a stat. Yesterday, Thursday Night Football, that was the sixth game in Bo Nix's career that the Broncos won, and he had a passer rating below 70. Like, that's bad quarterback play. There's no other way to put it. If your passer rating is 68.2, you played poorly in the game. They won six times that way. You can play that way against the Jets. You can play that way against the Raiders. You cannot do that. If Bo Nix has a passer rating below 70 on Sunday against the Chiefs, they lose the game against the Chiefs. It's really that simple. Hit it, Rob. Let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home. And now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington, as always, hits are brought to you by Baker University. Makes your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era. Carrington, I write the hits, so hit number one will be the most important thing happening in this city, and that's in about 42 minutes. A transcendent, a special, a superstar in the making is going to play basketball. Bill Simmons, what do you think of Darren Peterson?
The Kansas kid might be the best guard prospect since Vince Carter, or even go back to Kobe. Like, that's potentially how good he is, Peterson.
Carrington, we are 40-plus minutes away from seeing the greatest college basketball freshman this year. Not A.J. DeBanista, not Cameron Boozer, not Koa Pete. Who cares? Darren Peterson plays basketball in 40 minutes. And a year ago, Bill Simmons was waxing poetically like this about Cooper Flagg. And all I heard from you was, hey, man, if Simmons and Russillo think this kid might be special, this kid might be something else, da-da-da. He's waxing more poetically about Darren Peterson. And all I'm getting from you is sighs and hate. Talk about the greatness. Talk about Darren Peterson.
I am excited to see Darren Peterson play against a legitimate team today. You are right. There are three college players that we believe are up for the number one overall pick. Darren Peterson is one of them. You mentioned A.J. DeBanista and Cameron Boozer. You guys remember Carlos Boozer. He has twins. One of his kids really, really good at basketball, and he has a chance of being the number one overall pick. Now, the beautiful thing about this is KU has both of those teams on their schedule this year. BYU is in the conference, so we'll get a chance to see DeBansta go up against Darren Peterson, go up against KU. We also get a chance to see Duke go up against KU. They play each other, I believe, in a couple of weeks in the Champions Classic. Now, this feels like very lofty expectations. And you and I follow basketball. There's been a lot of great guard prospects since Kobe Bryant, who entered the NBA in 1996. So are we saying that we think that Darren Peterson is the best guard prospect of the 21st century? Because that's what Bill Simmons just said. So we think he's a better prospect than John Wall. He's a better prospect than Kyrie Irving. I'm not talking what these guys turned out to be. Rob, you were around when Kyrie Irving was at Duke, and you remember how good of a player he was. You remember when John Wall was at Kentucky. We can go up and down the list for some great guard prospects. If that's what we're saying, cool. I'm not going to make it seem. I've seen Darren Peterson play two times in my life. I watched him play one time in person, and I watched him play the first half of that game against Green Bay. I will be watching every dribble today against a legitimate tournament team in North Carolina. So let's see. Let's see what he looks like. We got enough examples, enough games, enough great prospects that he's going up against it. I want to see him prove this on the court.
Number two.
Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos, who looked very stinky last night. Carrington,
I actually want to give you a stat. Can I give you a stat?
Please, I was going to say, number two. Stats.
All right, let me give you a stat, because I saw this, and this came from Aaron Schatz. He is with Football Outsiders. It goes to show you the monumental difference in winning this game and losing this game from both teams' perspective next week, Chiefs and Broncos. So this is from Football Outsiders. They're like Pro Football Focus, the math, analytics of football. If the Broncos win the game, it gives them an 82% chance of winning the AFC West. And it gives Kansas City a 9% chance of winning the division. The Chargers also have a small percentage chance of winning it as well. If the Chiefs win next week, it would give Kansas City a 51% chance of winning the division, and it gives Denver a 37% chance. I mean, we are talking about, at least from a Kansas City perspective, a 51% or a 9% chance of winning the division. Everything I've said about the Broncos, if they beat the Chiefs in a position in which the Chiefs, they just don't lose these games. We can find examples of team beating the Chiefs over the last few years or so, right? They have not been undefeated. You will be very, very hard-pressed to find an example of the Chiefs losing a regular season game that they, A, desperately needed and are going into it after a bye week and or relatively healthy. The Chiefs are going to have their left tackle back. You get more time for Isaiah Pacheco to get back, more time for Trey Smith to get back. There is not any noticeable injury on defense that we are talking about, and you just had a bye week. You were talking about all Andy Reid has been sitting in his beautiful, I'm assuming he lives in Kansas, home and watching film and studying and looking at his team and the Broncos and watching old 1947 college football games to figure out some play or some advantage that they can have. If the Chiefs lose that game in that scenario next week to the Broncos, then I'm telling you, in 2 weeks, it will not be a fun show to listen to, because we will have very serious conversations about the way that this team was built and are they making the playoffs. Because if you are 5-5 heading into week 12, there is nothing that is guaranteed for you. You have probably lost the division, and now you find yourself in a very, very serious wild card race. Or if the Chiefs win that game, then to me, the king stay the king. You roll that game into a home game against Indianapolis, in which I will 100% pick Kansas City, and now you feel like you got your mojo back. You got your swagger back. To me, that's what this game next week represents to me for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you still have your swagger? Are you still the cream of the crop in the division? Because the Chiefs have either been that or been near the top of that conversation now, basically every day since Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback. Since the San Francisco 49ers game, what was that, start number three for Patrick Mahomes way back in 2018, the Chiefs have either been the best team or contending to be the best team in the AFC every single day since then. If they lose next Sunday to the Broncos, that streak ends. And you are, for the first time, we have never talked about the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes as a wild card team. That's what they are. The division dream is over. They're not winning 10 in a row. That's done. And now we need to talk about what they need to do to make the playoffs and hope that you are playing with enough momentum that you can really be dangerous once it comes to the postseason. So I understand that it's not the most important regular season game in the history of things, but for a week 11, week 12, whatever week it is, you do not have a much more important regular season game the next week, Chiefs and Broncos, in terms of what it means and what it represents for both of these teams. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk about the ongoing issue right now between YouTube, TV, ESPN, Google. The companies are fighting. Rob, I made a list of the two Chiefs that I'm going to put a second half spotlight on. That if the Chiefs are going to rebound, so to speak, win the AFC West, get going in the second half of the season, a couple of guys that I would like to see more from in the second half of the season. The first player for me is going to be on the defensive side in Charles Omenihu. The defensive line should have taken the result of the game, I think, more personally than everybody else. Josh Allen dropped back 26 times and completed 23 of his passes against this Kansas City defense. That is an indictment on everybody. That is an indictment on Spags. That's an indictment on that defensive line, that linebacker room, those corners. Everybody should feel a way about it if you were them. The person that I'm looking at, man, I'm looking at Charles Omenihu, man. This was supposed to be a big-time season from Charles Omenihu. He was a guy who chose to come back to Kansas City on a one-year deal and prove it. Because the first couple of seasons, it was clouded by something. The first year, you remember, he was suspended because of an off-the-field incident when he was still playing with San Francisco, so he didn't get a chance to play a full 17 games. And then he tore his ACL toward the end of that first year, came back pretty late in the season, so I understand why it wasn't a banner year. So I get it. You're under 30. Let's go back to a defense that I know. I love this locker room. I love Spags. I know I can have some success. And look, I just saw Tershawn Wharton, who played in this system, played in this game, put together a big-time year, and then left and got paid. That's what I want to do. He goes back to the Chiefs, and so far this season, he hasn't done anything. He has 2 sacks so far this season. So if I'm looking at somebody on that defensive line that I think needs to play better, needs to step up, I think it needs to be Charles Omenihu. I don't think we spend enough time talking about this because the anticipation was that they were going to be able to make another one, so to speak. Like, Wharton was really, really good last season. But you take those sacks and that pressure out of it, somebody has to step up and do it. I mean, it's not Mike Dana. He has 1 sack so far this season. Chris Jones, you're paying Chris Jones a lot of money. He has 2 sacks so far this season. Same thing with Charles Omenihu and only having 2 sacks. So to me, on the defensive line, if I can pinpoint one guy, I need more from you in the final 8 games of the season. I'm looking at Charles Omenihu.
Can't whenever you say this, Omenihu be applied to everyone on the defensive line?
100%. Like,
I know we're doing you.
I mean, Carl Loftus is not having a bad season. Carl Loftus isn't having a great season. He has not taken that leap forward season. But if you got 5 sacks through the first 9 games, if George Carl Loftus ends the year with 10.5 sacks, I'm not going to be super down on George Carl Loftus. Is he Max Crosby? No. And the contract kind of insinuates that they think he can be that, but Karloftis is not their problem when it comes to the pass rush. The fact that George Karloftis has as many sacks as Omenihu, Chris Jones, and Mike Dana combined, that's the problem with the defensive line.
I'm going to say, Karloftis gets a slight pass, but everything you just said about Charles Omenihu, I know you're highlighting just 2 Chiefs, we could cut the name and we could slap the name, you know, Mike Dana on there. We could cut the name and slap the name Chris Jones on there. Like, there are a lot of players in that D-line, and Karloff is not totally immune to this, who have been a disappointment for the Chiefs. A D-line that we thought was going to be one of the best in football. Like, I'm here preseason, we're talking about, oh, man, are they going to have to, like, be – they could have Spags aggression plus this front four? They could be a real problem for people. Well, the problem has been they've been blocked by everyone. So, Omenihu's a good answer, and I'm looking forward to who number two is, but I think everyone on the D-line should fall under Omenihu's umbrella of, we need to see more in the second half.
So that's my take on the offense, or excuse me, the defensive side of things. On the offensive side of things, I don't think it's been because I don't think this player is capable, but I want to see them get a little bit more out of Bashard Smith than they've gotten so far this season. I mean, in terms of giving him carries, I mean, he hasn't done much with it. He has 28 carries so far in the first 9 games. 14 of them happened in the Raiders game, in which they were just smoking them. They were basically running their second team for the entire second half, and Bashard Smith was able to get some carries. He's averaging 2.9 yards per carry, so he just hasn't been super effective running the football this year, but just throwing it to him a little bit more out of the backfield. He was kind of sold to me as a player that they were going to use in that Samaje Perine, Jerick McKinnon, throw it to him out of the backfield kind of way. I mean, so far in the first 9 games, he has 125 yards receiving. So a big second half of the season, what if you can end up getting Bashard Smith to 400 yards receiving? That's a big second half from him. And if you're not going to run the ball super effectively, then you got to try to manufacture those yards from somewhere else. Using the short passing game, use the screen game, using jet sweeps, end around, pop passes, using those things to kind of supplement the fact that you are not a great rushing team, and getting him more involved in the rush offense, I don't think can be a really bad thing. I just don't think that there is really a high ceiling for the rest of their run game if we're talking about giving more carries to Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt. Now, if you're talking about adding Rashee Rice to the run game, sure. You're talking about Xavier Worthy to the run game, who has 7 carries so far, or using Rice more like a Deebo Samuel type and giving him, you know, 30, 35 carries between now and the end of the season, sure, I'm fine with you doing that. But more Isaiah Pacheco is not the key. More Kareem Hunt is not the key. A little bit more Bashard Smith and mix it in with some of those other options could open up the run game a little bit.
Here's my question, or here's my thought, because it was Isaiah Pacheco's rookie year. You'll remember he was not the starting running back for the season. I believe it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the time. And fans were saying, more Pacheco, more Pacheco, more Pacheco. They need more juice in this run game. Give it to Pacheco, give it to Pacheco.
It was around week 8, week 9, where Eric Bieniemy said, take a grown man's job, and Isaiah Pacheco took the job. They kind of slow played it. They waited. They integrated him into the offense slowly, and then he became ipso facto running back one. The Chiefs go on, win the Super Bowl, the whole deal. If Rashard Smith, after the bye, can't supplant Clyde Edwards-Helaire, can't supplant Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco when he comes back healthy, I don't know he's going to be the guy you think you want him to be in 2025. Because it was this time where they made the switch in the past with the rookie, and they're always big about, you know, the offense takes time, you got to learn pass blocking, blah, 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 blah. If Rashard Smith isn't going to learn it and be that guy now, is he ever going to be that guy in 2025? Like, I'm not saying he's not a weapon. I'm not saying he doesn't have a role, but I don't know that role is, hey, we're going to get him the ball more because he's really shown something. If he can't supplant these guys after the bye, I don't know he is supplanting them.
I don't want Clyde Edwards-Helaire to be on the field again at any point before week 18. Maybe the Chiefs don't need week 18. That's kind of been a theme. It's like a 50-50 proposition. Sometimes they need it, sometimes they don't. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the field before week 18, something went wrong in a lot of different ways. I don't care who you give the carries to. Just don't give them to him. Give them to Carson Steele. Give them to Elijah Mitchell. I don't care who it is. Please do not give Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball. He was on the field for two snaps. They gave him the ball. I'm not even saying it was all his fault, but it just, it doesn't inspire any confidence for me. Whatever you think the problem is with the run game, I assure you that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not the solution for your run game. He wasn't the solution in 2019, 2020, 2021. He will certainly not be the solution to the run game in 2025.
But let me ask you this. If he's getting more carries in an important game,
I don't want him to get carries at all.
I know you don't, but why are the Chiefs giving him those carries?
They're lost.
Doesn't that say something about Rashard Smith, though? Either Rashard Smith is way behind the curve, or
I'd rather them give the carries to Dean Smith.
It makes no sense why Clyde Edwards-Helaire got those carries over Rashard Smith.
Doesn't make any sense.
That has to mean something about Rashard Smith, though, right? Like, he's behind the curve, doesn't know the offense. They don't. It's possible that we've been talking up a seventh round running back when, in fact, he's just a seventh round running back. Not all seventh round running backs become a thing. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire off the street in a game against the Bills, which we both agree is an important game, this wasn't, you know, the third preseason game. This was the Bills game. If they gave him more carries than Rashard Smith, that screams alarm bells about Rashard Smith or how they feel about Rashard Smith. Me and you agree, this ain't Madden. Andy Reid's seeing something that makes him give the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who is 2 yards and fall down before Rashard Smith.
Well, I'm guessing that his job gives him great benefits. I know it's open enroll for a lot of people around the country. I would tell Andy Reid, if he's seeing something with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we got to get him some new glasses. We got to get him something. I don't know what he is seeing. I want to read this to you guys very quickly. This is a YouTube TV. They have released a statement that calls out Disney. Quote, once again, Disney is resorting to their old tactics like leaking documents to the press, negotiating in public through their paid talent, and misrepresenting the facts, including from the deals they've offered and taking credit for our product proposals. Our team stands ready to make a fair agreement in line with their deals with other distributors, and we encourage Disney to come to the table and do what's best for our mutual customers. I'm telling you right now, I don't care whose fault it is. So don't text in, oh, well, it's Disney's fault. I don't care. All I know is fix it. That's all I care. It's like two kids fighting in the back seat. I don't care whose fault it is. All I'm telling you is I want you two to get along because we got a long car ride to go. Apologize to your brother. Zip it up. You apologize to your brother. Shake his hand. Give him a hug. Love each other. I don't care what you got to do, but be better. That's how I feel about YouTube TV and ESPN. And I imagine a lot of people feel probably the way that I feel. If this thing keeps going on, I am leaving YouTube TV, and I'm not sure if they ever get me back. It continues to get more expensive. I feel like once every 6 months, we get hit over the head with some price increase, or you could potentially lose this channel. I'm about at my end. I only care about 8 channels anyway that you have. You are not the only television provider that's out there. So if you don't fix this thing very quickly, there is a portion of people that have YouTube TV that are going to leave YouTube TV. I got multiple TVs in my apartment. I don't need your multi-view. I mean, it's cool to have, but trust me, I can live without your multi-view. Please fix this, YouTube TV. Coming up on the other side, we'll get you ready for an exciting weekend in college football and the NFL. Keep it right here, so drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Rob, there are four college football games of note, I would say, on Saturday. BYU against Texas Tech. Now, some of you are going to be able to watch this game with no problems. Some of us are going to have to treat this like it's a UFC pay-per-view or it's Mayweather McGregor, and you got to hook the computer up or you got to get a VPN and use a website. Bro, it's too much. You know, it's too much. I pay too much for the internet, too much for YouTube TV. You know what I want to do? I just want to sit down and I just want to watch the game in 1080p. Is that too much to ask? Why do I got to do all this back and forth nonsense with you guys? It's neither here nor there. BYU against Tech. Now, Rob, you are a resident Big 12 expert. This is what you are. Texas Tech is an 11.5-point favorite in this game? Vegas is telling you that they think that BYU is about to get the beats put on them. Do you agree?
I agree with Vegas. I think part of it is BYU's a little bit smoke and mirrorsy. Like, last year around this time, BYU was also undefeated. We know how the story unfolded. They had gotten some luck. Some things broke their way. And then everything stopped breaking their way. They finished 9-3. No disrespect to a 9-3 season for BYU, but it's different than being in the college football playoff. Fast forward a year later, it feels very similar to BYU. And Texas Tech, with their quarterback healthy, feels like the type of guy who can type of team that can really be a problem for BYU. It's an 11 a.m. game. That defense is incredible. And now their quarterback is back. And
the atmosphere in Lubbock is going to be second to none. Fans have been camping out. Patrick Mahomes is there. It's going to be game day. They're doing the picks. They're wearing special Adidas Mahomes jerseys. This just has all the makings of Texas Tech runs away from BYU. And in the next rankings we get, which might be next week, might be in 2 weeks, whenever they do these rankings, you're going to be like, oh, is Tech getting a bye? That's what they're going to show people on Saturday.
So we have BYU and Texas Tech. That's the big game in the Big 12. Texas A&M goes on the road and plays Missouri. I mean, I would love to come on here and sell to you guys how I think Missouri is ready to shock the world. Their offense has not been good in SEC play. They are starting a true freshman quarterback against one of the top eight teams in college football. I ain't hopeful. I ain't optimistic. Now, I know it happened under unfortunate circumstances, but I'm excited for Matt Zollers. We're talking about one of the better pro-style quarterbacks, and we're talking about a team that they're not making the playoff this year. So giving him lengthy experience and finding out if he can be their starting quarterback next season is valuable information to pick up if you're the University of Missouri. So I'm not mad at Matt Zollers getting the opportunity. I just don't think they're beating Texas A&M, not with their offense, not with the true freshman quarterback. Another question I have is Oregon on the road against Iowa. This feels like a spot to me. Oregon coming to a new place in the middle of November. The weather's not going to be great. It's Iowa. You don't know them as well. You know that Iowa likes to muddy it up and slow things down and make it a rock fight. You know that crowd is going to be raucous. You've got a young, inexperienced quarterback in Dante Moore. I don't know, man. I think that this has prime field storming potential in Iowa.
I think all those things, so I largely agree with you. Also, is Oregon a little more name than game? I mean, look at their wins this year. Montana State, Oklahoma State, Northwestern, Oregon State. Penn State looked good at the time. That's not a good win. Rutgers, Wisconsin. What about that schedule of wins jumps out? Oregon's been one of those teams. They don't have a wow win on their schedule. Now, I don't know that Iowa outright beats them, but this is a spot where a team that's a little more salty than your Rutgers or Wisconsin could give Oregon some problems in the snow, in the muck up in Iowa, sellout crowd. I think the Hawkeyes plus the points is a very smart play if you're using FanDuel tomorrow.
One of the last games that we'll talk about, this is LSU on the road against Alabama. This doesn't really factor into the playoff aside from Alabama obviously needs to keep winning to potentially win the SEC and keep up. But this used to be the game, did it not? LSU Alabama used to be, remember, they would like move it to the 7 p.m. on CBS under the lights. Everybody who is everybody in college football used to be there. And now BYU Texas Tech is a bigger game this Saturday in the sport. We lost recipes, Rob. We lost recipes.
I mean, let's put the fault at right one person's feet. Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly caused this problem. This game was supposed to be big. It's not. It's not big at all.
We had a lot of fun this week. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun as well. You know what I want you to do? I want you to enjoy some nice fall activities is what I want you to do. Go out, spend a little time with the ladies, spend some time with some kids. You don't got ESPN or ABC right now anyway. So what else are you going to be doing? Have a great weekend with the Chiefs bye week, and we'll catch you guys next week as we get you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.